Folkeskolens 9. klasseprøve i engelsk, maj 2024.
Listening comprehension, section 1. Interview with Maya about her high school experience in Wales. You will hear Maya's interview twice. Put X in the right box. Read the questions for section 1. The listening text will start after the beep sound. Hi, Maya.
Hello.
Thank you for coming to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you.
So we've heard that you have a high school experience from Wales.
Absolutely.
And it would be really interesting to hear about how you experienced different cultures over there. So maybe you could start by telling us something about what it was like to arrive there and start in a new school environment.
Absolutely, I can. Especially because, you know, I kind of moved to a different country and lived there for 2 years on my own for my high school, so I wasn't even that old. And you might think that even though Wales geographically is quite close to Denmark, that it would be kind of the same, but I can definitely pinpoint some, you know, like significant differences, especially because culture is, you know, comprised of so much more than you actually think. So that, like, to pinpoint it down to the small things, I would say the food.
Okay, what are the differences?
Was very different from Denmark. You know, we usually do our open-faced sandwiches, for example, for lunch. And I think for 2 years, I only got something that was either baked or fried.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shepherd's pie is a very British dish, but something that they eat a lot in Wales. And I think I got it for dinner. Yeah, most of my 2 years over there. So I got some culinary experiences for sure. Moreover, Wales has, you know, for example, no singing in their culture. Also whatsoever.
Okay, that surprises me actually.
Yeah,
because I've heard of Welsh men's choirs and so on.
There are some, you know, like few pinpointed significance, but you know, if we're talking like day-to-day life, whereas for example in Denmark we have a lot of, you know, community singing and we have our song books, like music is just not you know, something that you at least base, yeah, like your community on. Then you find, you know, other stuff that you can like gather around. So for example, sports, rugby, weirdly enough, I got really into rugby during my 2 years there. Theater actually also. And yeah, what was there more? Yeah, rugby, theatre. I went to theatre in Cardiff quite a few times.
Is that something people do a lot?
It is, actually.
In Denmark, it's quite expensive.
It is, it is. But in Wales, it's something you do quite a lot as, you know, a form of cultural expression. And also because there are many, like, folklores, for example, Merlin. Merlin and also Arthur Pendragon, that whole thing about the sword and the stone is actually a Welsh folk myth, something that they take a lot of pride in, and, you know, base a lot of their cultural identity on. So I got to learn a lot about that. And yeah, that's, you know, that's something that you can kind of gather around. And I think that was like some of the more significant Welsh cultural experiences I had.
Now listen again and check your answers. Hi, Maya.
Hello.
Thank you for coming to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you.
So we've heard that you have a high school experience from Wales.
Absolutely.
And it would be really interesting to hear about how you experienced different cultures over there. So maybe you could start by telling us something about what it was like to arrive there and start in a new school environment.
Absolutely, I can. Especially because, you know, I kind of moved to a different country and lived there for 2 years on my own for my high school. So I wasn't even that old. And you might think that even though like Wales geographically is quite close to Denmark, that it would be kind of the same. But I can definitely pinpoint some, you know, like significant differences, especially because culture is, you know, comprised of so much more than you actually think. So that, like, to pinpoint it down to the small things, I would say the food.
Okay, what are the differences
there? Was very different from Denmark. You know, we usually do our open-faced sandwiches, for example, for lunch. And I think for 2 years, I only got something that was either baked or fried.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shepherd's pie is a very British dish, but something that they eat a lot in Wales. And I think I got it for dinner. Yeah, most of my 2 years over there. So I got some culinary experiences for sure. Moreover, Wales has, you know, for example, no singing in their culture. Also whatsoever.
Okay, that surprises me actually.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of Welsh men's choirs and so on.
There are some, you know, like few pinpointed significance, but you know, if we're talking like day-to-day life, whereas for example in Denmark we have a lot of, you know, community singing and we have our songbooks. Like music is just not you know, something that you at least base, yeah, like your community on. Then you find, you know, other stuff that you can like gather around. So for example, sports, rugby, weirdly enough, I got really into rugby during my 2 years there. Theater actually also. And yeah, what was there more? Yeah, rugby, theatre. I went to theatre in Cardiff quite a few times.
Is that something people do a lot?
It is, actually.
Because in Denmark it's quite expensive.
Often. It is. But in Wales it's something you do quite a lot as, you know, a form of cultural expression, and also because there are many like folklores, for example, Merlin. Merlin and also Arthur Pendragon, that whole thing about the sword and the stone is actually a Welsh folk myth, something that they take a lot of pride in, and, you know, base a lot of their cultural identity on. So I got to learn a lot about that. And yeah, that's, you know, that's something that you can kind of gather around. And I think that was like some of the more significant Welsh like cultural experiences I had.
Listening Comprehension, Section 2. Catherine continues the interview with Maya. You will hear Maya's interview only once. There is one example. There are five other true sentences. Put X in the right boxes. Read the sentences for section 2. The listening text will start after the beep sound. How did you get to meet the local community, even though you were actually at an international school? How much was the community involved?
Quite a bit. I've been working voluntarily at our local city's town city council, I guess you'd call it. You learn a lot about, you know, like Welsh politics close up. For example, you can vote in Wales as a 16-year-old, which is quite different from Denmark. So, you know, they take kind of your opinions and your ideas and your voice pretty seriously. It was really, really interesting to see how, you know, legislative work and stuff like that works up close. And especially because the country is so small. So, you know, some of actually the governmental politicians came out quite a few times for hearings and stuff. So, you know, you felt like you were really a part of it.
If we go back to the cultural meetings, you attended this high school, which was comprised of students from all over the world.
Yes.
What was it like to enter into a school environment like that, where people came from so many different places?
You almost get a pining headache, at least for the first 2 weeks, because, you know, you come from a country, Denmark in my case, where you're acting in a certain way because, you know, your social norms and behaviors have kind of taught you how to do that. For example, we use so much irony in this country, it's actually insane. But at my school, where we were 90 different nationalities and also based of like all social classes, I can't be throwing around all my, you know, dark sarcasm in the same way without really saying some stuff that's not going to be, you know, interpreted well. So I kind of had to, you know, kind of restrict myself in almost every single way I acted for the first 2 weeks because I was really scared to offend someone. But then again, it was also super nice to then actually realize and find out after 2 years that, yeah, you know, even though you come from a lot of different countries, you're not so different. And I got to totally be myself at the end, which was amazing. So it was just funny to, you know, see all your little quirks and different customs. And, you know, I got to be a part of a lot of those up close too. Got to celebrate, for example, like Bangladeshi holidays and Taiwanese national dishes and stuff.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Maya.
Thank you.
Listening Comprehension, Section 3. Jill talks about her work experience in women's football. You will hear Jill's story twice. Put X in the right box. Read the questions for Section 3. The listening text will start after the beep sound.
Hello everyone, my name is Jill Finton, and I'm here to tell you about my 9th grade work experience. I love football, both to watch and to play, so my older brother, who's also a total football fan, suggested that I did my week-long work experience at a football club. I didn't know that it was even possible, but once I got the idea, I thought, why not just go the whole hog and apply it to the ultimate team of them all, Arsenal. I didn't even expect that they would ever answer my email, so I was totally shocked when they accepted me. Before I tell you more about it, I just want to say that it was the most amazing experience of my life. I could have stayed there all year. I first got interested in football because of my brother. I used to kick a ball on the street with him and his friends when they would let me, and otherwise play hopscotch with my friends, and the whole family used to go and watch his matches on Saturdays. I didn't know back then that women's football even existed as a thing, but my brother supports Arsenal, and one day I discovered Arsenal women on their website. From then on, I've never looked back. I've played girls' teams at high school and in my local club ever since, and I watch women's football on TV when it's on, which is not often enough. With all that in mind, I'm pretty sure you can imagine that it was a proud moment to be accepted by Arsenal. The application process was quite long, and I didn't really know why they picked me, but I think it must have something to do with my long-term interest in playing football and the fact that I've been a member, a so-called junior gunner, for years and years. During my work experience, I didn't, of course, do any glamorous things or actually play football, but I helped with memberships, I packed parcels for the online shop and so on. One afternoon, I got to watch some of a training session, and I saw a couple of my football idols in the distance. And at the end of the week, the office staff gave me a football shirt signed by the Arsenal women's team. I couldn't have been happier. The moral of my story, you don't have to be interested in football, but know your passions and try to do something that brings you a little closer to them. Thank you and good luck.
Now listen again and check your answers.
Hello everyone, my name is Jill Finton and I'm here to tell you about my 9th grade work experience. I love football, both to watch and to play, so my older brother, who's also a total football fan, suggested that I did my week-long work experience at a football club. I didn't know that it was even possible, but once I got the idea, I thought, why not just go the whole hog and apply it to the ultimate team of them all, Arsenal. I didn't even expect that they would ever answer my email, so I was totally shocked when they accepted me. Before I tell you more about it, I just want to say that it was the most amazing experience of my life. I could have stayed there all year. I first got interested in football because of my brother. I used to kick a ball on the street with him and his friends when they would let me, and otherwise play hopscotch with my friends, and the whole family used to go and watch his matches on Saturdays. I didn't know back then that women's football even existed as a thing, but my brother supports Arsenal, and one day I discovered Arsenal women on their website. From then on, I've never looked back. I've played girls' teams at high school and in my local club ever since, and I watch women's football on TV when it's on, which is not often enough. With all that in mind, I'm pretty sure you can imagine that it was a proud moment to be accepted by Arsenal. The application process was quite long, and I didn't really know why they picked me. But I think it must have something to do with my long-term interest in playing football and the fact that I've been a member, a so-called junior gunner, for years and years. During my work experience, I didn't, of course, do any glamorous things or actually play football. But I helped with memberships, I packed parcels for the online shop and so on. One afternoon, I got to watch some of a training session and I saw a couple of my football idols in the distance. And at the end of the week, the office staff gave me a football shirt signed by the Arsenal women's team. I couldn't have been happier. The moral of my story, you don't have to be interested in football, but know your passions and try to do something that brings you a little closer to them. Thank you and good luck.
Listening Comprehension, Section 4, Radio News. You will hear the news twice. Put X in the right box. Read the questions for Section 4. The listening text will start after the beep sound.
Yesterday evening, a robot vacuum cleaner escaped from the Blossom Hotel in Orchard View. The automatic cleaner failed to stop at the hotel entrance and hasn't been seen since. Staff say that it must have gone down the steps, crossed the grass, and made a break for freedom through the open gates. Well-wishers on social media have helped share a description and possible routes. The hotel owner says the vacuum cleaner is not dangerous, but as its battery runs down, may be at risk of colliding with trees, lampposts and parked vehicles. Anyone who spots the runaway should contact the hotel directly. The World Meteorological Organization has registered the longest lightning flash ever recorded. The lightning shot through the sky over the United States, crossing more than three states, covering a total of 684 kilometers. The mega flash crossed Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, almost 60 kilometers longer than the previous record from 2018. Luckily, the lightning never hit the ground, but simply traveled through the sky. Although lightning can happen almost anywhere, it's far more common in certain areas known as hotspots. The trip by plane would take a couple of hours. In this case, the whole show lasted a few seconds. A crocodile has been released from 6 years of suffering. It had an old motorcycle tire stuck around its neck. Local people had observed the wild saltwater crocodile for some time, worrying that the tire might choke the animal as it grew bigger. Catching a crocodile isn't easy, but bird seller Steve Collin managed exactly that. He became interested in trying to help the crocodile after having spotted it several times, warming itself in the sun. With the help from two of his friends, Steve Collin worked night and day for 3 weeks to catch the animal, until finally getting hold of it in a rebuilt snare. Later, the crocodile was safely released back into the wild. A dog named Heidi is now a member of the staff at Dame Allen's school in Newcastle. Heidi has adapted very well to her new role as therapy dog, helping students to get through their exams. After just a few weeks, Heidi is already having a positive impact on students. She's gentle and patient in temperament. Having a dog in a school can improve behavior, attendance, and academic confidence. English teacher Lisa Smith says students can feel incredibly anxious at exam time, but Heidi's calming influence has created a friendly, happy, and homely environment within the classroom.
Now listen again and check your answers.
Yesterday evening, a robot vacuum cleaner escaped from the Blossom Hotel in Orchard View. The automatic cleaner failed to stop at the hotel entrance and hasn't been seen since. Staff say that it must have gone down the steps, crossed the grass, and made a break for freedom through the open gates. Well-wishers on social media have helped share a description and possible routes. The hotel owner says the vacuum cleaner is not dangerous, but as its battery runs down, may be at risk of colliding with trees, lampposts, and parked vehicles. Anyone who spots the runaway should contact the hotel directly. The World Meteorological Organization has registered the longest lightning flash ever recorded. The lightning shot through the sky over the United States, crossing more than three states, covering a total of 684 kilometers. The mega flash crossed Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, almost 60 kilometers longer than the previous record from 2018. Luckily, the lightning never hit the ground, but simply traveled through the sky. Although lightning can happen almost anywhere, it's far more common in certain areas known as hotspots. The trip by plane would take a couple of hours. In this case, the whole show lasted a few seconds. A crocodile has been released from 6 years of suffering. It had an old motorcycle tire stuck around its neck. Local people had observed the wild saltwater crocodile for some time, worrying that the tire might choke the animal as it grew bigger. Catching a crocodile isn't easy, but bird seller Steve Collin managed exactly that. He became interested in trying to help the crocodile after having spotted it several times, warming itself in the sun. With the help from two of his friends, Steve Collin worked night and day for 3 weeks to catch the animal, until finally getting hold of it in a rebuilt snare. Later, the crocodile was safely released back into the wild. A dog named Heidi is now a member of the staff at Dame Allen's school in Newcastle. Heidi has adapted very well to her new role as therapy dog, helping students to get through their exams. After just a few weeks, Heidi is already having a positive impact on students. She's gentle and patient in temperament. Having a dog in a school can improve behaviour, attendance and academic confidence. English teacher Lisa Smith says students can feel incredibly anxious at exam time, but Heidi's calming influence has created a friendly, happy and homely environment within the classroom.
The listening comprehension is now finished.